In Argentina, one day a year, the people living in the city of La Plata come out into the streets with their muñecos and muñecas. That is, they bring out their dolls. Sometimes there are competitions for who has the best muñeco, but ultimately, all the dolls are piled up and then they're set on fire. On that very same day every year, in the city of Słowacica, Poland, the residents tour the streets dressed up as bearded men. Nearby, in Finland, on this same day, there's a tradition of melting down tiny lead horseshoes on a stove and then tossing the melted lead into cold water. Meanwhile, there are people in Estonia who will prepare 7, 9, or even 12 different meals to eat on this day. And in Costa Rica, families will often eat 12 grapes, each representing one of 12 wishes. In nearly every country around the world, in every type of government, in every type of religion, in every type of culture, there's a celebration on this day, what we call New Year's Eve. My name is Jason Daiba, and you're listening to the Passion Podcast. Just a few days ago, Pastor Louis Giglio and Brad Jones made a trip over to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, which is currently the premier NFL stadium in the world right now. And it's where Passion 2020 is going to be kicking off just a few months from now, starting on New Year's Eve, which is pretty exciting to say the least. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is huge. In fact, it has the largest LED video display of any sports arena anywhere. It's this huge video screen in the shape of a halo, and it's over 1,000 feet in circumference. It's seriously enormous. And today you're going to hear Pastor Louis and Brad's conversation seated in the middle of the stadium looking up at that 1,000-foot display with an image on it that says, Passion 2020, yes, Lord.
It makes it feel real.
It is exactly what it makes it feel. We all walked in today and it's like, man, we're just a few months away. I know we're doing it. I know 100% that I'm going to be here for it, but walking in today and seeing Passion 2020, and that's going to change some point during the podcast, and it said, yes, Lord, up there when we walked in, and I was like, oh, my goodness, been here for Falcons games, Super Bowl, Atlanta United, MLS champion, Atlanta United games, concerts, but man, to see yes, Lord, in lights
yep.
at the premier football stadium in the world right now. Just did something inside of me. I actually got chill bumps walking in.
Yeah, I hate to kind of admit it so early on, but I started tearing up a little bit going, what is going to happen here in just 6 months is going to be life-shaping, world-changing, and you just couldn't. I mean, you just sensed it as soon as we walked in the building. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, and even if you're listening and today, you're thinking, well, you know, here we're at another Passion podcast, and I'm not going to Passion. I already know that. Not old enough, or I'm too old, or I'm going to be out of town, or I have to work, or X, Y, or Z. You know what this is about, what this podcast is about today, and what this moment is about? This is like a miracle moment of faith. And really what the podcast is about today is, yes, you want to be in one of these seats on New Year's Eve. But it's just God asking the question of all of us today, what step are you hearing God inviting you to take? And for me, walking in today, I'm like, are we really 100% sure that this is the step that we're supposed to take? But it's God's way all along in our journey to lead us out into the unknown. It wouldn't be faith if God just showed us how it's going to work, showed us all the resources, and showed us a little short video clip of it that we could just walk into it and go, oh, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Faith means that we walk into the unseen, that we trust a God that we've known in the past to come through in the future. And that's what happened to me when I walked in today. I was like, this would be really overwhelming if I hadn't seen God come through time and time again in the 23-year history of Passion. And it's really not even about Mercedes. At the end of the day, it's not about a big gathering. It's really about you. And it's about me. Getting in that place where God can do something transformational in our lives and then launch us out into the world to be a flaming arrow. This is what we talk about. Yep. And when I walked into here, I was like, That's a lot of arrows.
Amazing. Talk for a minute, Louis, about the significance, though, of being in such an iconic venue, because Super Bowl was here, the college football championship was here, the Final Four is going to be here, and then right in the middle of that is Passion 2020 with tens of thousands of college students. That's significant. You know, the world's going to be watching. They're going to take notice. Why is that so
significant? Well, I'll tell you two things about it, and I say this in all gratitude towards Mr. Blank, who is the visionary behind this stadium. This is a multi-billion dollar stadium. And I was reading recently about the moment where God led his people out of the promised land. And he said, I'm going to lead you to cities that you didn't build. You're going to live in homes that you didn't prepare. You're going to have vineyards that you didn't plant, orchards that were not your doing. And I'm going to go before you and lead you into this promised land. So think about it. Ai, the city, was already there when they got there. They just had to get rid of the people, the enemies of God, and then they moved right into the city. So I thought to myself, if Passion wanted to do an event like this anywhere and invite 60,000 plus 18 to 25 year olds, we would need $2 billion to build the venue.
Right.
But Mr. Blank built the venue for us. And so now we just walk in to the greatest stadium on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to build it. We just get to walk in and fill it with the song of Jesus. And, you know, it is very special to think about the fact that this could be the largest gathering of 18 to 25 year olds. Not the biggest Christian gathering of all time, of course, but the largest gathering of 18 to 25 year olds for Jesus in history.
Yep.
If this place is filled up on New Year's Eve, and that is very, very special. And the world might not even notice because they have a way of being so preoccupied with what they're doing that they don't even see what God's doing. But I'm telling you, heaven is going to notice.
Yeah, yeah.
And history is going to be different because of what happens in this place.
I think a lot of people are going to notice. I was thinking today, I didn't get to come to the Super Bowl, but I just wanted to be near it. So on the day of the game, I got on one of those e-scooters,
crazy,
you know, and I just rolled around. We were hoping for a ticket to fall kind of at the last minute, and actually one did.
This is a Brad Jones plan. I just got on an e-scooter and just drove around the Super Bowl hoping that maybe a ticket would materialize.
And I had a lot of faith. I felt like I'd prayed a lot, like I was walking right with God. And I mean, there were way more people outside of the stadium than were in the stadium. And it was just to look at people walking in and maybe being jealous that they were getting get to go. And it was just the attention that this place got. And maybe on Instagram, not everybody's going to see the post, but I do believe the world will know what happens here. And the world will feel the impact because it's way more than just a moment, way more than 3 days, but people's lives are going to be changed, and that's going to ripple. I believe that with all my heart because we've seen it. That's been our history. And so this is so significant.
Yeah, and it is going to be on live TV on New Year's Eve. So that's pretty cool. So the world will know.
Yep.
And a lot of people are flipping the channels on New Year's Eve. There's that one service from the Holy Land, and there's always something from New York City.
Yep.
And then maybe the local church down the street is on live at midnight with their mass or their service or whatever. And so people be flipping around.
Right.
And I'm telling you, come 9:30, 10:30, 11, when you're just cruising through the channels and all of a sudden you're looking at this.
Right.
And this place is going to be lit up.
Yeah.
And jammed out with people. It's going to be phenomenal and powerful. Don't know who'll be leading, but I mean, we got Hillsong United, Elevation Worship, Kerry Job,
Crowder,
Cody Carnes, Passion, Tadashi,
Lecrae,
Trip
Lee, Social Club Misfits.
I mean, just on and on and on. And we got so many amazing speakers, and it's going to look incredible. And I just think a lot of people are going to be coming by going, man, I don't know any of those people in that other, you know, ball drop thing going on.
Right.
But those look like my people right there, and they're singing my songs.
Yep.
And I think it's going to give the whole world a chance to join in what God does here.
And let's be honest, we've all seen that New Year's show plenty of times, even so much we are like, is
ball
it even...
Ball drops every year, right?
Is it
at midnight?
Worth going to midnight?
It
it's the same thing, and this is unheard of. And it's actually
unheard
of.
But you know what, too? Last year at midnight, we decided to do something different, and we actually gathered with a small group of friends, took communion, and consecrated our lives to God. And I'm not saying anything about, you know, what your New Year's plans are. I just don't need whoever singing in the background of my new year. And not only is it going to be a new year, it's going to be a new decade.
Right.
We are bringing in the 20s, people. The 20s. I mean, that's like history. We all read about that in school, the roaring 20s. That was like way back in the day, but the 20s are here. And I believe it's going to be the roaring 20s again. Not roaring because the First World War ended and people were excited about peace and prosperity. I believe the lion of the tribe of Judah is going to roar through this generation in the decade of the 20s. And I believe the gospel is going to advance more than it has in the history of the gospel, from the resurrection to this moment in the next 10 years that we experience, because we've got the opportunity and the technology and the passion to take the gospel to every single person on planet Earth.
Yeah, come on. I was earlier just sitting right here, section 102, row 39, seat 1, and I was just thinking who is going to be sitting in section 102, row 39, seat 1.
And just, if you end up in that seat, can you just post a photo and tag Brad in it and tag me in it and hashtag row 32, seat 1.
Row 39,
row 39, seat 1. And hashtag Passion 2020 and all that stuff so we can find it. Somebody's going to sit in row 39.
Yeah, that would be so awesome. Because
seat 1. What section, though?
It's section 102. I've
102,
said this a couple different times.
102.
Row 39.
39.
Seat 1.
Seat 1.
If you want me to repeat it again. No, I won't.
People are going to be fighting for that seat now. There'll be somebody saying, get out of that seat. That's my
you're
seat.
You're going to be sitting in it. You're just going to come up here and sit in it.
I might
in
sit group. In it.
But I was thinking, Louie, back to the
say
point.
Say the section one more time.
Section 102, row 39, seat 1. If you don't have that down,
we'll
we've
even
lost
take
you
seat
by now.
2. 1 or 2, hashtag.
I was thinking just what is it going to take? Because there's going to be a lot to go, that goes into getting that person in that seat. Might be an invitation. Might be somebody paid for their ticket. Might have seen a post about it on Instagram. But I was just like, man, what could God be doing in the life of this person if they just get, who's going to fill this seat? God knows. I was like, I have no idea. But God knows exactly who's going to be in that seat, what he has planned for them, where they've come from, where they're going. And it just made me really, again, dependent on not passion, not you, not Christine Kane, not Tim Tebow, not John Piper. I'm so grateful for all those people.
Or Ravi Zacharias, or Levi Lesko, or Sadie Robertson.
Not Shelly Giglio is right over here. But
any of those amazing people.
God knows.
God is orchestrating.
He has plans, and he's going to use people to get them there. And it, but things are going to be different. And I was just like, thank you that we serve an amazing, holy, almighty, powerful God that loves us, that wants the best for us. And that's what this whole thing is about. And I just still floored that we get to be a part of it.
And even that's what this moment is about. You're listening to us right now, but God's listening to you right now. You know, you're watching us right now, but God is watching you right now. And in the same way, he's going to order the steps of every person to every one of these seats. I mean, just how infinite is God that he could just stand here and go, that'll be Lawrence right there.
Yeah.
And Jennifer. And Amber will be sitting right there. But they're going to switch in the second session, and Amber will be in that seat over there. And then their friend Tom's coming. And, I mean, it's just his mind, his plans, his will, his providence is so mysterious in its infinite nature. But that's true right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure you know that this podcast isn't about trying to get you to come to Passion 2020 as much as it is reminding you that God sees the seat that you're sitting in right now.
That's great.
He knows your section right now, knows your row right now. And you may be thinking, the enemy may have put it in your mind, that I'm off the radar. Things have gone dim here and the lights went out and nobody knows where I am. But God sees you today. And that's what I love about Passion, because, you know, we're on a stage leading, doing a message or whatever, and we just see the beauty of a generation.
Mm-hmm.
But the Spirit of God, he translates that one word into tens of thousands of messages.
Yep.
And he speaks it in a way that, and I felt it in Sensitive Passion. It's like, and I know it's a cliche, but it's like, I'm the only one in the stadium right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if God is just tailoring this message right to my life. And so I just want to encourage you, if that's all this podcast is about for you, man, God sees you today.
Yeah.
And he knows right where you are, and he's still got plans for you. You know, Passion, we've told the story so many times, but Passion was born out of one of the darkest, most frustrating, confusing seasons of my life. My dad, who'd been disabled, had died. Shelly and I had moved from Texas to Atlanta. We had no ministry anymore, and we had no dad to take care of. And we were so much in the dark. And out of that darkness, the vision for Passion came. And it just reminded me when I walked in today that we keep going through these seasons. I go through them, you guys go through them. And if you're in one of those seasons today, let this be an encouragement to you. Yep. This all came out of the valley of the shadow of death. It all came out of, I don't know what's happening, and I'm frustrated, and I'm confused. And out of that, God spoke. And so don't think just because it's dark, or just because it's confusing, or just because you're frustrated that maybe you didn't get it right, that God isn't still working, because He's got a plan.
Yep, yep.
And it's going to be a bigger plan than you ever dreamed of.
Yep. And I think also it makes me think about what's on the line. And people might not be coming to Passion, but I do think we see that there's fear and anxiety and uncertainty and just confusion about where our world is heading.
Yeah.
And we all believe that this generation is the future. And so we want God to capture their hearts, because marriages are on the line, families are on the line, companies are on the line, schools are on the lines, nations are on the line. And this is, so this matters to everybody that's listening, no matter if they make it into this building or not, because we're trying to, you know, just, it's what we've always been about, trying to reach a generation at a crossroads. And it's a crossroads of their life, but it's a crossroads that's going to impact all of our lives, because this is the future. And it's going to be phenomenal. What are a few of the things these next few months, Louis, that are going to be just getting in your mind and your heart the most as you are working towards getting ready for this? You got your talks ready yet? Like, have you?
You know, I'm actually praying about it. And I was with Sadie Robertson the other day, and she said, man, I'm carving out time every week to pray about my message at Passion.
Wow.
Saw Christine Kane a few weeks ago. She said the same thing. Passion is not one of these deals where you just rock up 3 weeks out and have a message. And I'm not saying that about any other gathering. I speak at amazing gatherings all over the world. But people tell me consistently when they're headed to Passion, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months out, they are already on their knees. Our artists are already writing music. People are already thinking about the moment. So I'm definitely thinking about my talk. The Lord hasn't graced me with a Passion talk yet, before December, and so, but if He did, I would be thrilled. A lot of them come about December 15th.
When's the latest one has come?
Oh, wow, I don't even want to get into that, but He gives them to me when He wants to.
But like what day, though, would be the latest?
And I receive them and I share them.
Like section 102, though, what day? Like,
yeah, row 39, seat 1. Yeah. They'll hear my messages when God gives them to me for Passion 2020. But the thing that's cool about it is I feel like looking at it through fresh eyes. Mm. I really do feel like I got a corneal transplant. And 23 years in, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, that I'm looking at Passion like we've never even done it before. Mm. And when we came in here today and go, oh, okay, new year, new venue, new stadium, this will all be cool, I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. And so I am leaned in, I'm on the edge of my seat already. It's months down the road, I'm praying. I'm inviting people to pray, everyone I meet. I'm saying, pray, please start praying now. Let's saturate the atmosphere with prayer. Let's bathe this venue in prayer. Every speaker, every band leader, our team, and everyone who's leaning into this, let's prepare the way, because we can start doing that right now.
Yep, yep. We can also, I was talking to one of my buddies that's from our church, but he moved to California to play football. And he's already working his team to try to get them to conference. Even a couple years ago, they played in the Rose Bowl, and about 10 of them had their flights booked for the night after the night of the Rose Bowl, taking the red eye to get to Passion. And the game went long. It was high scoring. Traffic was crazy. Only about 6 of them made it. A few missed their flight. But he's already working this year to go, how am I going to get my friends into this building? Because he believes, because it's changed his life, honestly. He wants it to change other people's lives. And so it's not just the speakers that are getting ready. It's not just the musicians, but it's this army of people that really believe in this. And that's what we want to invite you to. You know, Passion, I love the language we've always used, the 360 degree moment.
Yeah.
And we've had some really special 360 degree moments. I think about Think about Kampala, Uganda, yeah. You know I talk about it a lot, but that was a 360-degree moment on a university field, 20,000 college students in Kampala. They were turning around going, yeah, that's cool, Louis on stage or Crowder's on stage or whoever was there, but like this is more people than we've ever seen worshiping Jesus in the environment. We've been to Paris the very next, like 3 days later, it was 1,000 people. But they were like, no way, who knew?
Most college students ever gathered that anybody could ever remember in Paris for Jesus.
Mouths were dropped
everybody
to the floor.
Everybody had their phone out. Everybody was like, this is unbelievable. And this is going to be another one of those moments. And I just think we're living in special days. And there's a spirit of gathering on the nation right now. Yep. You see it in things other than church. People want their voice to be heard.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a time where there are a lot of opinions floating through the culture right now. And I believe Jesus people want their voice to be heard. We believe in a resurrection from the dead. We believe in a God who is a Father, who is a perfect Father and wants to bring you into your future. We believe in a Savior who loved us enough to sacrifice His life for us. Yeah. And we believe there's something worth living your life for. And people want to be heard. So we're going to be heard in this place because when you're coming by here in a football game or a soccer match and the crowd roars, you can hear it all in the neighborhood.
Yep.
And so there's going to be a shout and an anthem here. But I do agree with you. I think that you know, a lot of people right now are already thinking about, I want to be a part of that shout and I want to be a part of that moment. I'm just telling you right now that this building isn't available every year.
Yep.
The schedule with football and passion, it's a very precarious dance that we do. And maybe every 4 years it works out for us to be in a venue like this and for it to be 2020. Mm-hmm. What is 2020? It's perfect sight. It's the ability to look from where you are into what will be. So 2020, I mean, come on. This is you and me standing with God, looking into this critical juncture of life and stepping into it with confidence and with faith, with courage, inspired, filled with the Spirit, Jesus on our lips, stepping in to clear vision for the decade ahead of us. Moving out, believing that God's going to use us, whether we're in Malawi or at Morgan Stanley, whether we're in Wall Street or whether we're in a classroom somewhere, God is going to use us to amplify His name in this generation. Man, I'm telling you, what a gift.
What a gift.
That we get to serve this generation, believe in this generation, open the door for this generation, and send them out, cheering them on to do what I believe no other generation has done.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jesus. Man, what a moment. What a great opportunity to bring the Passion Podcast to Mercedes-Benz.
Let's just let there be some ambient sound just for a minute. You know how they do that a lot of times on a recording?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So no Brad and me for a minute. You're just going to get to listen to the stadium. I can imagine it. I can imagine it. I believe it.
Yep.
I'm just going to go on record. I believe it. This place is going to be filled up with a song of praise.
Yeah. Awesome. Thousands of campuses will be represented.
All 50 states already registered. Somebody from all 50
states is already in the house.
States has already staked a place.
And then dozens of countries.
You're telling me somebody from North Dakota is coming.
North Dakota comes strong. Montana.
Idaho.
Levi called, and Levi's bringing a crew with them from Montana, so
Oregon,
they'll be there.
Maine.
They'll be there. Hawaii.
Vermont. Hawaii.
California.
Alaska.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Wow. Utah.
Utah's always in the mix.
Always in the mix.
But I think also we don't want it just to be a Southeast thing. So the Ivy League schools, they're coming.
Yeah.
But more need to come. You know, the great Midwest.
The nations are coming.
The nations will
come. But more need to come.
More need to come and get here and be a part of this. So amazing being on the Passion Podcast.
Brad Jones, you're a legend, man. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. This is incredible. It's Passion 2020. Mercedes-Benz Stadium kicks off on New Year's Eve night and then goes on through January 1st and January 2nd. All information, passionconferences.com. 18 to 25-year-olds, high school seniors, come strong.
Come on, high school seniors.
All your
skip
leaders.
A couple days of class. I mean, come on.
Oh, listen, man. Passion 2020 is where you want to be.
Let's go.
That was Pastor Louis Giglio and Brad Jones speaking from the seats of Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. If you want to be there live for Passion 2020, then you can do what Pastor Louis just mentioned a moment ago. Head over to passionconferences.com and register today. Tell your friends, tell your family members, tell your classmates, tell your coworkers, passionconferences.com. This episode of the Passion Podcast was recorded with the help of Kevin Collins, Cameron Kirshner, Paige Lorton, Lauren Bennett. It was edited by Dylan Kelly with musical help from Brandon Sharp. Be sure to hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify. And you can connect with us on Instagram at Passion268. And thanks again for listening to the Passion Podcast.